Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. This third weekend of May is always a special weekend here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia as we celebrate the ordination of priests. This year, that was made even more special because our parish knows two of them, Ryan Wynn and Andrew Auletta, both of whom lived with us for two summers. They are now priests of Jesus Christ. As you can imagine, yesterday's ordination was a day of great culmination and joy, certainly in the life of these men and in the life of the church. They've reached their goal. They made this beautiful commitment to God. And it really is an event to see, to be part of. Half of the class are immigrants. Of the six guys, one is Haitian. One is a convert to Catholicism from South Korea. Another discovered God in Washington, D.C., if you can believe that. He studied political science and experienced a conversion working in Washington. All of this is a beautiful reminder of that powerful work of God that continues among us. And we should be so encouraged by that work, because that work of God is always, always good. His work, though, is rather curious, and it can be difficult. Teresa of Avila, the doctor of the church, she once said to God, "Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few." She was referring to the difficulty of friendship with God, and she certainly was God's friend. I wonder if you are. I don't know. But I do know that God desires our friendship. He wants to be a friend to us. Looking in the world, I don't know if God has many friends at all. But that we can be friends with God, that He desires our friendship, is something that is worth remembering. And as curious as that sounds, as difficult as its demands, it's worth it. In describing the work of God, Jesus this weekend at the Last Supper describes what that work is. It's a work of peace, a work of unity, a work of the Trinity in us. It's a work of faith. And as beautiful as a work that is, it's difficult because these things are found not outside, but they are found within. The work to be done, the difficult work, is to welcome peace into one's own heart and life, to welcome the Trinity into every aspect of your being. And we know that that work is accomplished in us, or can be, through the church, through Jesus. A beautiful example of this work in the early church is the first reading we had today, Acts 15, and it's really quite a moment in the early church. There is a huge controversy. Do those becoming Christian need to be circumcised first? And while that may seem silly to our own ears, it was anything but silly in that early church. Circumcision was the sign of the covenant. And could those people enter into a new covenant without knowing the old? The church, as we hear in Acts 15, gets together. We hear of Paul and Barnabas, James and Peter, Barsabbas and Silas. This is the first council of the church. There was something to be prayed about, to be discerned. There is a truth that this hierarchy in the church, these bishops, had to decide, come to discern. And they did that. The first reading is all about a letter from bishops to the church in this regard. They hear that there's been discouragement, there's been doubt, there's been confusion, and the bishops now provide that clarity, that unity, that truth. not unlike yesterday's ordination. More than just a ceremony of generous men giving their life to God, there was something far greater here. These men were consecrated in truth. They made promises of obedience. They welcomed the Trinity in them. They became in persona Christi capitis, configured to the very person of Christ for a fallen world, to bring truth, to bring salvation, to bring Jesus. And then they went forth down the aisle. At the end of the ordination mass, there's always, of course, the new priest going out with all the other priests down the aisle, and oftentimes there's an eruption of applause. That always reminds me of the exit of a bride and a groom down their aisle at a wedding. And as we all know, the entrance into the church is a lot different than the exit, both for a bride and groom and for a future priest. And it can be more difficult. The wedding day is one day, the ordination day is one day, but the living it over many days. I've often heard that on the wedding day, there's two deaths, the death of the bachelor and the death of the bachelorette. And then there's three rings, the groom's ring, the bride's ring, and the suffering. They don't always laugh at that, the new bride and groom. They don't yet know what everyone else knows, that the unity, the love, the mission of marriage costs something. And it's not cheap. But what a beautiful reality it is. Marriage has the power to make a bachelor, a husband, and a father, a woman, a wife, and a mom, something so much more than themselves. And the same is true of the priesthood. And this all flows out of the grace of baptism. In the waters of baptism, we died with Christ. We became members of his body. The Trinity dwells within us. We are his sons and daughters. And if his sons and daughters, then we should resemble him. God has no grandchildren. Even your grandchildren are not God's. They are his sons and daughters. God as Father. And so, just to close, I'd like to share with you a song from the 80s written by Amy Grant. And it came to my mind as I asked myself, do I resemble God? As his son, is there a likeness in my body, in my being, to God? And the Amy Grant song, My Father's Eyes, came to my mind. I may not be every mother's dream for her little girl, and my face may not grace the mind of everyone in the world, but that's all right, as long as I can have one wish, I pray. When people look inside my life, I want to hear them say, she's got her father's eyes. Eyes that find the good in things when good is not around. Eyes that find the source of help when help just can't be found. Eyes full of compassion, seeing every pain, knowing what you're going through and feeling it the same. And on that day when we pay for all the deeds we have done, good and bad, they'll all be had to see by everyone. And when you're called to stand and tell just what you saw in me, more than anything I know, I want your words to be, she had her father's eyes. My friends, we are that body of Christ. And if our hands, if our hearts, if our bodies are not his, then whose are they? And if we don't have the Father's eyes, a likeness to him, how sad. We will never know this peace that God speaks of. Let us pray in these late Easter days to welcome that peace, to discover it, and to be the baptized people, sons and daughters of God, that he has called us to be. God be with you.